Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guest today is someone I'm very eager to talk to today. He's the music director of the Carolina Master Chorale. His group is staging the first major choral setting of The Diary of Anne Frank. It's called Annalise, and he'll be telling us all about that. So, Tim Cook, welcome to WHQR.
Thank you, Jamila. It's great to be back.
Thank you. This sounds so fascinating to me. Tell us how this piece came about. Tell us what, first of all, what does Annalise mean, and where does that come from, and then how did this piece happen?
Sure. Annalise is the full name of the young girl, Anne Frank, who wrote the famous Diary of a Young Girl, or more popularly known as The Diary of Anne Frank. And most of your listeners will remember that she was sustained in a home in Amsterdam on the Prinsengracht River. For a couple of years, there were eight people that were protected there until they were finally discovered and taken off to a concentration camp. And she wrote, although she was a young girl, she wrote a quite profound diary of her experiences, and it's been manifested in a number of artistic ways, but never in a musical way. Mm-hmm. A woman named Melanie Challenger got interested in this text, and she approached a composer, a British composer, who's also done some work in the U.S., particularly at Westminster Choir College, named James Whitbourne, 50-year-old, very successful and extraordinary classical composer, about putting together a work, and took some time for it to congeal and their ideas to mesh and so forth, and they finally decided to approach the Anne Frank Fund and seek permission to use her own words. And so almost every word in this piece comes directly from the diary. It's just the manner in which the words were chosen and pieced together over which these artists talked and agreed and so forth. And then composer James Whitbourne put together a really, really passionate, beautiful, moving score. It's in two versions. The more popular one is the easier one to perform, where you don't use a full orchestra. We just have clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. Virtuosic writing for all of those instruments. And then the chorus sings in a variety of styles, but almost all of them are extremely beautiful, certainly audience-friendly, you know, easy on the ears and so forth. But also some of the music, of course, has to convey great fear, some violence, and so forth. It's probably, if one were to come to the concert, might be wise to pack a few tissues. We rehearse every Thursday night, and we try to keep it light because that's what we do no matter what we work on. But we cry a little bit every Thursday, too. Mm-hmm. This piece premiered in 2005 in England, and the first performance of some movements of this work were for a National Holocaust Memorial Day, 60th anniversary, at which the Queen was in attendance. And that was particularly poignant because Anne Frank was an admirer of the Queen and of the princesses, and she had a picture of the Queen that she kept in the attic where she was held for those 2 years.
She was still Princess Elizabeth at that
that's,
point, right?
That's right,
and
exactly
Princess
right.
Margaret.
That's right,
mm-hmm.
exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And so there was that beautiful connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Also in attendance at that performance was Anne Frank's first cousin, a gentleman still living, who, you know, and a survivor. And so this piece has had, a quite lofty short performance history. In 8 years, it may have been performed, I've counted a dozen or 15 performances, worldwide in Europe and in the United States.
And now talk about the chorale, how many members there are. And I know you meet once a week when you have a performance coming up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our membership, varies. We usually hover around 70 to 80 performers, just sort of depending on what's going on in people's lives and so forth. We have a lot of members that have been with us 10, 15, 20 years and so forth. And then every year some great new people show up. I think it's one of the best sounding chorales we've ever had. Our men sound fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we have a number of new women who have college degrees in singing that are with us. And so the sound of our choir is really peaking at a time when we've got a piece that excites them all. We were able to perform a few movements of it for a choral director's convention last weekend at Coastal Carolina University. And that I noticed at last night's rehearsal that everybody was feeling a little bit more energized, you know, from having seen the reaction. And
yes.
We performed mostly for children last week, and many of them stopped us on the way out the door and told us how moved they were by it, how much they understood it, you know. And
that's beautiful.
You know, it's a very unusual kind of, it's what art ought to do, you know, so much more often. But it does take courageous audiences, you know. I mean, you might look at a title like that and think, oh, I don't want to put myself through that tonight, you know. But I think I'm quite certain that anybody who comes to the performance will be moved by it, and I would be extremely surprised if there weren't if everyone who came, you know, weren't glad that they did. You know, I mean, we all need some catharses in our life, and we need to remember, of course, you know, so that we don't you know, continue to make the mistakes of the past and so forth. And Anne
exactly.
Frank humanizes, you know, the Holocaust in such an
yes.
extraordinary way. And we
yes.
all are so concerned about the welfare of children. And so, you know, we listen more carefully to what she had to say.
Yeah, the diary of Anne Frank is so personal and becomes therefore so universal. And it really touches everyone who reads it. And I imagine if the music matches some of that poignancy and the longing, the yearning that is there in the diary, it must be very beautiful.
Absolutely.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Tim Cook. He's the music director for the Carolina Master Chorale. They are performing Annelise, first major choral setting of the Diary of Anne Frank. It's composed by James Whitbourne. Originally, poet Melanie Challenger brought it to James Whitbourne, but most of the words in the piece actually are from the Diary of Anne Frank. The performances are coming up next weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment, exactly where and when and how you can get your tickets for Annelise. Let's talk now a little bit, Tim, about the wonderful soloist that you have.
This performance was generated on Facebook.
Really?
I have a Facebook friend. We met each other because Facebook told us we had 300 friends in common and we should be friends. And so I think maybe she's the one who invited me, but I'm not certain about that. But anyway, her name is Ariana Zuckerman, and we realized we knew so many people in common. We began to talk now and then, and she was interested in what I do in South Carolina, and I was interested in her career, and especially because I recognized her last name. Zuckerman's an unusual name. Her father is the very famous violinist and conductor Pinchas Zuckerman, one of our generation's you know, most famous violinists internationally, and a great conductor also. And her mother, a very famous flutist and NPR personality, host of classical music on national NPR, Eugenia Zuckerman.
I had the privilege of having supper one night with Eugenia Zuckerman because she was friends with a friend of mine, and she kept talking about her former husband, Pinchas Zuckerman, as Pinky. Gave me a little insight
into
that.
Great. Well, you've been a little closer to them than I have so far.
That's okay,
so.
But yeah, it is a famous name. Yeah,
Ariane and I have just spoken you know, on the computer and a couple of times on the telephone, but she suggests, knowing my, I'd explained my passion for contemporary music, and she says, well, I've got this piece that you really ought to get to know, and the more we talk, I thought, well, that's just the right thing for us, and I'd love for to, you know, work with someone of her stature. She sings all over the world, and so Ariana Zuckerman, who has recorded this work, there is one commercial recording out, and Ariana Zuckerman is the soprano, and who has sung it with the composer present at a number of occasions, one of them a big Holocaust memorial in The Hague, Netherlands, and she's performed it with world-famous instrumentalists and so forth, and at the Ravinia Festival in Chicago, and so she brings a great wealth of experience that'll help us next weekend as we do our last few rehearsals, you know, tighten things up and get new insights. And she's been just a jewel to talk to on the phone. And I she's pregnant. She's coming, you know, with child. and she's also has another young child at home. But I love working with fascinating people. And if they seem to be, you know, really warm, interesting people as well.
So
she seems to be, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to this performance of incredible music with really, you know, interesting human beings.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. My gosh, it sounds actually spectacular and very moving.
Thank you.
The Carolina Master Chorale with a soloist, Ariana Zuckerman, performing Annelise, the first major choral setting of the Diary of Anne Frank. The performances are next Saturday and Sunday, Saturday the 26th at 4 p.m. at Seaside United Methodist Church in Sunset Beach, and then Sunday the 27th at 4 p.m. at Trinity Church in Myrtle Beach. For ticket information and to get your tickets, you can either go to the website carolinamastercorale.com or call 843-444-5774. And I'll post this interview later on today on our website, whqr.org, where you can get the Carolina Master Chorale information. If you'd like to get tickets, you can find out all about them right there on that website or by calling that phone number. Tim Cook, thank you so much for making the trip here.
My pleasure.
To tell us about this beautiful performance.
Thank you for making it possible.
Well, and thank you for choosing such a powerful piece.
My pleasure.
All right. This is WHQR.